Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk this morning about the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. Oya Oliver is here, the president and CEO of the food bank, and the agency and programs director is here. Michelle Craigstad is with us also to talk about work at the food bank. Good morning to both of you. Lots to talk about this morning. Thanks for getting up and coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, I'll start off with you. We always start off and kind of, it's always good to kind of get a, just get a feel on what you're seeing. And I was telling you before we went on, when I was over there a few weeks ago, every time it seems I'm having to park farther away when I come because you have so many agencies and people coming by to pick up food for whatever group that they're there for. That to me indicates that the numbers and the people who need food still way high in this area.
It's way high and it's growing. It's every month we prop to feed more mouths and have more requests for somebody to come under our programs. And I was looking at we get the hunger stories over the Hunger Net, you know, through the Feeding America, and it's happening all across the country with all the other food banks is reporting same thing.
And it always used to be when you have downturns in the economy, this area always wasn't always quite as bad because of government jobs or the military or for whatever reason, but that hasn't been the case lately as far as the numbers go, I know you've said.
Yeah, we look as a rich part of the country, you know, the jobs pay higher wages and all that stuff, more livable wages, but still we have pockets of poverty that depend on the food bank or other, you know, nonprofit organization help the needy.
Michelle, do you have a lot of people? I think a lot of times just don't realize the numbers here. Then they get involved with a food pantry,
right,
whether it's through their church or another group, and all of a sudden they're just shocked at the amount of food that's going out each week.
Yes, we serve through our partner agencies. We have about 77 partner agencies that are members of the food bank. We serve about 26,000 individuals a month. That number is rising. Even though the economy may be, you know, doing okay, but the need is just, it's becoming more and more. Food prices are going up. Packaging sizes are getting smaller.
Yeah.
Nutritious foods are more expensive to buy. It's right now our donations are low, and in the summer months they become even more low. So it's getting tough.
Yes. When our numbers are going up during the summer because of the schools close first week or two, June, I guess, and then there's no more free breakfast and free lunch. So every household got an extra food expense because they got to feed their children three meals a day instead of evening meal. They were feeding them during the school days. So they're going to be dependent on us more and more while our donations are going down.
26,000 individuals that you mentioned, Michelle,
yes,
that's each month.
Each month.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of families.
That is a lot of families.
And I know there are a number of ways that we'll get into this morning of how the food bank operates, but a lot of how you're able to, and a lot of these pantries are able to help people is donations that come in from a lot of the stores around here.
Yes.
who will donate food, and that in various ways gets food to people. But boy, that's a lot of people.
It is a lot of people. Yeah. It's an extreme amount.
Our community not that big. We have city of Fredericksburg, yep, and, you know, four counties, and recently we picked up Locust Grove area too. And you can imagine what happens with the big cities, the need in those cities. We look at it, other food banks, facts and figures, they weigh up in the millions of pounds a year. Even though we do 3.5, maybe closer to 4 million pounds a year through our food bank. And that's like a drop in the bucket to some of the other food banks throughout the nation.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They start at 10 million and all.
Mm-hmm. Now, Oye, you mentioned that the donations are down. There may be people that wonder or say, I'd like to give, but I don't know how or what I would give. What are some of the ways? What are some of the ways people can give and help the food bank?
Well, if they want to do a monetary donation, they can always do that, which enables us to get more food for the dollar that they will normally buy it in the local grocery store. But it's up to the donor, you know, whatever their heart desire. If they want to buy a food, donate to us, or they do food drives through their neighborhoods, business, or friends, or schools, or whatever. In all that help, every pound, every can, it puts a meal on somebody's table.
And they can also go on our website, fredfood.org, and find out what they can do as far as donations. We have a wish list on our website. We also have a food drive kit on there that kind of shows you how to start a food drive. So there's a lot of good information on our website.
Yes.
Food drives. Food drives are a great way, an easy way to do things. And you can get your kids involved.
Yeah.
You can get your Sunday school class involved. People at work, you can do something like that. And you've said, I know, Oye, that food drives, even if you come in with just a bag or two of things, that can round out some of these packages.
Every piece, every box, every can counts. And they can call us for information or help them to set one up or whatever at any time. We are available. They can call us, leave us a message, or call us 24/7. We'll be there to help them and, you know, partnership with them too. If there's they have events going on, if they like for us, they have a table there to give our information out, we'd be glad to do it. We have staff and volunteers take care of that 24/7 for us.
This is probably a good chance to mention that the food bank is going to be involved with the Community Give next week, and that's a great opportunity to give some money. And you were telling me that some of the money that will come in with the Community Give, you've got a project.
We're working on a project. Our dock is falling apart, which is very important. We cannot operate without our
Because you got the trucks, Gift, you can pull up there.
Pull up there. It's old, and it had a little damage when we had the earthquake. And now, as Michelle was saying, whenever we get deliveries, trucks come in, they always bump against our dock, and that's causing the cracks to get bigger. So we're working on getting estimates on that now, and we're hoping to get some funds to rebuild the dock so it will be safer.
So the Community Give is next Tuesday, and the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank part of that, and so money you give will be greatly appreciated to the food bank, and especially something like there's something that's a real tangible thing that that you use every day and that you need with the trucks that come in with all the food that they have.
Yeah, just cannot operate without it. And the Community Give also brings us monetary donations. If we don't use it for the dock, we can use it for purchase of food and put, every dollar put two meals on people's table.
That's interesting. A dollar, two, that's why if people do give money, you're able to really put it to use.
Yes. And they can come anytime if they like to see themselves. Tour our warehouse and take a look at our programs and see us during the operation hours. And it impresses everybody. People think we're just a pantry, taking food, hand out food, but we have several programs, as Michelle can tell you. She runs besides the agencies.
Yeah, no, we're gonna get into this. It's amazing, all the programs, and it's amazing. You're right. It's if you have any questions about what the food bank is or how big the food bank is, I remember years ago, Oye, first meeting you when you were in a much smaller location. Yeah. Did you ever imagine that you would have the size and the capacity? I mean, it's exciting to see what you're doing, but it's also sad that you weren't in the position that you have to have that kind of operation.
That's true. I started with 1,500 square foot space. That include the warehouse and the office space. And we didn't even have our own bathroom and stuff. We shared it with other businesses. We shared the warehouse with other businesses. And we weren't even able to lock and secure our section of the food bank because other businesses had to be in and out too. So right now we're sitting at 36,500 square foot building. And we could use more space to run these programs. She will be telling you about.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying to remember where I first.
Central Road.
That's it. I was going to say, it was that's where I thought. It was over in the industrial park.
Yeah.
The Fredericksburg Industrial Park. We're talking about the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank this morning. Fredfood.org is where you can go and really find out a lot about and get some information. And then if you have to, contact the food bank, fredfood.org. Oya Oliver and Michelle Cragstad here from the food bank. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. Oya Oliver here along with Michelle Krogstad. We're talking about all the work that the good work that the food bank does in the community. And again, to find out more, you can go to fredfood.org, fredfood.org. One of the things, when you go to that website, you will see right away a list of, I think it's eight different programs. Yes. And you were telling me, Michelle, that we'll talk about that you're about to add another one, a ninth.
Yes. We're at Grow for Your Neighbor. You actually have the breakdown of Grow for Your Neighbor on your sheet, and it's basically just getting more produce into the food bank, sharing knowledge, being able to help community learn how to garden. They're able to purchase garden boxes to grow their own gardens, to keep some of the produce for themselves, to donate some of the produce to the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. So we're really excited about that. And that's actually on our website, fredfood.org. You can learn more about that. We also are launching our summer feeding program this year. We've had it in the past. We've done pre-packed meals with our summer feeding. This year we're actually going to prepare meals. Thanks to Giant, our family foundation, we were able to build a kitchen.
Which you just recently cut the ribbon on, and it's a great thing. And I know that a few years ago, Oya, I remember, I mean, this has been a big concern of yours.
Right.
What happens in the summer? What happens anytime when there are breaks in school that so many people rely on school breakfast and lunch, and when they're not in session, you've always worried what happens to the families.
Yeah, it puts a big hardship on the families. They say, you know, if they had a week's worth of food before during the school, what they receive is going in 2 to 3 days. You know, young children, they can eat a lot.
Yes.
They're hungry all the time, or drink juice, milk, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they also need it. They need the nutrition.
Well, I remember you telling me, and that was the first time I heard it, and then after you told me, I started hearing more and more cases. I didn't hear any cases around here, but you were telling me around the country last summer that there were kids who intentionally did poorly in school.
Yes.
So they could go to summer school and get food.
Exactly. It was reported by the principals. Because, you know, these children was getting good average grades during the school year. The last couple of months of school, they started to decline. And so the administration said, we have to do a study to see what's happening. They questioned some of the children, and they came out and told the reason that they were failing on purpose.
Just to get food.
Just to get food. They want to go to summer school, so they have that breakfast and lunch.
So this kitchen will be used, Michelle, in part for this summer feeding program.
Yes, we'll be preparing meals. We'll serve roughly 1,000 children throughout the summer. We have 4 sites in Caroline County currently, and we also have a site in Spotsylvania and 1 in Stafford. We are looking for other summer feeding sites, but this is what we're going to start off with now.
When you talk about the sites, these will be sites then that the families or the kids will go to?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We'll prepare the meals. We'll package the meals. We'll deliver the meals to the sites on their specific time that they're going to service. There'll be activities for the children, and they'll get to eat.
Boy, this is a you can see that this is the kind of program that you'd expect will unfortunately continue to grow and grow, and there will be needs. And I would think that a lot of these areas, you got four sites in Caroline, the one in Spotsylvania, that there's going to be more sites around as this catches on.
Yes, most definitely.
I think we had about 16,000 students in our service area qualify for
free and reduced lunch.
16,000, a lot of kids.
If a family wants to get involved with this, do they need to sign up and qualify with you through the food bank in some way?
The sites will be listed on our website. They can also contact Latoya Brown. She's our children's programs coordinator. She can give more information about the sites, what to do to participate at a site. These are open sites, so any children can come that's in that area. They can go in and they can get a meal and they can have a little bit of fun while they're eating.
Plus, they have a safe environmental and good role models. The adults volunteer working with them, teaching them the right things. It works all the way around.
Now, during the school year, when school is in session, what kind of programs, or do you have a program for what's in operation right now?
We do. While school's in session, we have it's called Food for Families. It's an in-school pantry program. We have about 32, I believe, in-school pantries currently where families can go and they can either pick their own food, they can do a client choice, or they can pick up a box that's already pre-packed for them. That's available, again, through the schools. And we also have an after-school snack program, and that's in conjunction with maybe SOL prep, any kind of tutoring that's going on.
Well, when we talk about that as far as SOL prep and just grades and school and all, you want kids to get enough to eat because there's so much riding on grades, whether it's individually for a student, but also for the schools, for the teachers. So there's a lot riding on this.
Right. We have teachers that come up to us too often, I think, saying, letting us know that, hey, this child is really in need. Can we use these snacks that aren't, that maybe it's for tutoring? Can we please use this snack and give it to this child because this child's really hungry? And of course they can. If that child's hungry, please feed them. So
wow. And for teachers to see that, and I know in the past, Oya, you had structured a lot of these programs, so the people that were involved didn't necessarily have to be. Would stand out that you would want to, in some ways, at least as far as providing food, if they were going to take it home, so it wouldn't always be so obvious that they were doing that.
Yes, well, that's when the school administrators come in as a partner to our program, and they're doing a great job. They know how to handle and how to treat, and how to. Protect people's dignity.
Yeah.
That's very important.
Do you continue to have schools come to you and sign up and want to get involved in these programs?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, they sure do.
And did they approach you?
They'll either approach me or Latoya Brown, our children's programs coordinator. Yeah. She's the one that takes care of those two programs, make sure that everything's running properly, make sure that we have enough food. Yeah. To supply, and that's the key right there, enough food to supply.
And again, that's where we go back into the donations and just the needing. And I know groups like Wegmans and Food Lion and Giant and Panera Bread provides things. And you've got
BJ's and all of
Costco and Walmart and Target.
Walmart, big time donor.
Walmart. CVS helps out greatly, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of us, you don't see that happening, but behind the scenes, they're working with you and seeing that that food gets to you and then gets to the local pantries.
And we hope and pray it keeps on going, because you don't want to start these programs then for lack of funding or food then shut your doors down. You know, it makes it very many children sad and upset. And right now, even if we don't have, well, some of the teachers are very picky about nutrition too, which is a nice thing. They should be. If we don't have proper juice and snacks, or club kid program, which is after school snack program, Michelle was saying, and teachers get worried too. They call us. They want to make sure we have the supplies to provide them.
Well, and that's the other thing. We sit here and we talk about this and talk about the programs, but in each of these programs that you do, whether it's for kids or for senior citizens or families, yes, these are people that are hungry.
Hungry, that's right. Hunger is a very well-hidden problem in this country. And what is it? One out of six child is in danger of being hungry every day right now.
Wow, that many?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot.
And you're all on the front lines, and at times have to, if you're having to make sometimes some tough decisions when you're not able to help them.
That's true. We do. It's a very stress factor for us too, for our staff and people run the programs and our drivers, warehouse personnel, and all of them. They all get upset, you know, if they can't provide the need.
Because they all can see, you all see it. I mean, you're looking into their eyes.
We look at the face of the hunger,
yeah,
the face of the despair people. That's a hard job to do.
We're talking about the work of the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. Fredfood.org is the website, and it will give you all kinds of information about a lot of these programs. We're going to continue to talk about these programs, and we'll also talk about the letter carriers drive coming up, and also a Fredericksburg Area Food Bank annual agency seminar. That's all coming up this morning. Oya Oliver here, Michelle Krogstad. More coming up on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The Fredericksburg Area Food Bank and the work that the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank does in the region are focused this morning with Oya Oliver and Michelle Krogstad. Michelle is the Agency and Programs Director, Oya the President and CEO. Next Saturday, May the 9th, is the annual letter carriers program where they pick up food. And Oya, that's a big program and a big day for the food bank, I know, every year.
Letter carriers, yes. It's going to help us through the summer feeding. Well, what I mean about summer feeding, the family is going to request more food, mm-hmm, more help from us, because children losing the free lunch and breakfast in school, they have to provide many more meals each day they feed their kids.
And it's, Michelle, it's the way it works, it's pretty easy. They'll, in most cases, we'll leave you a bag to put things
you
in.
You normally get a postcard in the mail, and I think that's about a week prior to the food drive, along with the bag, and it tells you when they will come and pick the bag up, which is going to be May 9th. It's always the second Saturday in May. It's the National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger National Food Drive. It's the largest one-day food drive in the nation. And again, we rely a lot on this food drive. Last year, we received 72,000 pounds of food. The letter carriers, they work very hard. These letter carriers actually volunteer for that specific day. They work hours past their time that they normally work. We have staff stationed at each site to help offset the food that comes off the trucks, to put in our trucks, mm-hmm, to bring back to the food bank. We also have staff, you know, waiting at the food bank as well. So our day, it starts right around noon, and it ends about 7 o'clock in the evening. So it's a big day, and it does help. But as Oya had said previous, you know, 72,000 pounds last year was great. It helped us out tremendously. But, you know, if you think about it, we're distributing 10 to 15,000 pounds of food a day through our partner agencies. So 72,000 pounds doesn't really last.
We're doing 4 days a week.
And we have 4 days a week. It doesn't last. So we're hoping that the community really gives strong this year and helps us out. Because, again, donations are low. The summer months are coming, and donations are even lower in the summertime, again, because children are out of school. So we need your help.
And you've got the bag. Fill an extra bag up if you want with non-perishables.
And we really appreciate the letter carriers, too, because they're doing this on a volunteer basis.
Yes.
And they dedicated to this program, and every year they come forward. They work hard.
They work very hard. And the process just to get to that day, they work very hard.
I just think in my own subdivision, the number of streets, and in a lot of cases, they're getting out and having to get the
in and out,
filling their truck up, maybe having to go back in and drop it off if everything fills up. So kudos to all the letter carriers
because they're trying to save the children or families from going hungry during the summer months.
And just fill those bags up, and I've noticed it in a lot of cases when you do that kind of thing, you don't miss that. You know, you fill it up, and you don't miss it.
Right, that's true.
You would think 72,000 pounds, you know, you'd think, that's going to take care of them for a long time.
Yeah.
And as you describe how much goes out, you know, maybe a week and a half, you're right back. Which is why this is important, but also just regular sustained giving or food drives or various things like that is what the food bank needs.
I also like to thank the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Department on the behalf of our food bank and the people that we help. They started to help us with food drives and donations in 2012. And from that day to today, they have given us 40,000 pounds of produce and other type of food items. And they deliver it to our food bank.
I have seen, and I know that the Sheriff Harrison and some of his people, I've seen different times, have come by. But that's a pretty substantial amount.
It sure is. Plus, they collect $1,400 monetary donation for us, which means a lot to us. $1,400, you can imagine, you know, every dollar to meals put a lot of meals on people's tables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Talking about the work of the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank, and again, it's the letter carriers day for you to set food out for letter carriers to pick up is next Saturday on May the 9th, and we'll talk about that again before we go on this morning. We're again talking about the programs. Michelle, we focused a lot on the kids, but I know that there are senior citizens programs.
Yes, we do. We have a Food for Life senior feeding program. We currently have about 1,600 seniors on that program, and it's a supplemental box that the seniors can receive once per month. We have about 55 partner sites that pick up the boxes and deliver to the seniors. The seniors will either go to the site or they'll get them delivered directly. We also have individual volunteers that deliver for the program as well. We also have a brown box program, which is similar to the senior feeding program, but those are for those that are on SSI, SSDI, that are certifiably disabled. They can also receive from the program once a month, and it's the same supplemental box. We have a USDA commodities program. We serve about 10,000 individuals just through that program alone. We have 14 USDA pantries within the 77 partner agencies that we have. We also have our mobile pantry program. We currently have 10 stops, and we serve close to 3,000 individuals through that mobile pantry program, and that's throughout the planning district.
The mobile pantry program has been around now for a couple of years, and I know that the stories I hear from people who are out there and see it, that In some cases, people will wait for hours.
Yes, they do. Yes. They do.
Just
to be able to, because they're afraid that they're going to miss out. Yeah. You know, we've never not had enough. We've always had enough to feed everyone that's at the mobile pantry. And it's a truck full of food that we take out to rural areas or areas that don't have, very many pantries or no pantries at all
or
in that area.
Don't have gas money
yeah.
or transportation.
Yeah, lack of transportation. We take the truck out. We set it up. Yeah. We put all the food on the tables. It's a client choice style distribution, and they pick what they like, and they go home happy.
Yeah. You were here, Oya, I think, the day that the very first day that you were going to do the mobile pantry, and you were saying, we don't know if anybody will be there or how. And I remember hearing from you after that, and you said you can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
Of how many people were there.
Yes. We had, it was said too, we had people with real little infants in strollers. We had seniors with the walkers, and even the wheelchair came to lined up to get their food. They heard something about it, and they come to see what they saw was made them so happy. Yes, we got
so
much.
They'll stand in the extreme cold, and they'll stand in the high
heat.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say that this is the one program where there's weather involved, and it doesn't seem to matter.
Rain and snow or anything,
You'll stand in line to wait.
Yeah.
And this has got to be in some ways it's got to be encouraged. The people that are the drivers for the food pantry, I mean, they I guess see all kinds of different situations.
Our mobile pantry driver, and we have another driver as well, and then we have a very dedicated volunteer that goes out to each site every week, and they've developed relationships with everyone there, and they look for them when they come. So it's a great program all around.
Boy, just the numbers that you throw around this morning, whether it's the number of kids, whether it's the number of senior citizens involved, that alone shows you that we're really looking at a tough situation here.
I have some hunger facts right in our community.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 25% of households report that they have to choose between paying for food, school loans, and other educational expenses. 49% paying for food or medicine. They have to make a choice. And then we have 46% of households. They have to choose between paying for food or paying rent or mortgage. This is all of this in our area. 51% of the household report they between paying for food or paying transportation or gas to go to work, or go to school, whatever their needs are. And 58% of households report choosing between paying for food or paying their utilities, as you can see.
So you must be amused, Oya, when you hear politicians say, we've turned the corner on the economy.
I do. We are. Yeah, we are.
Because I guess in some ways you want to say, why don't you come and spend a day or two and see our operations and just see the numbers.
We encourage anyone to come to the food bank for a tour to see what we do and what it takes to keep the food bank running. It's a lot.
They'd be amazed, you know.
I tell people all the time they should go and see it just for the sheer size, but then to see all the food and to see what goes on in the warehouse and how quickly it moves out and how many people just are always streaming in to pick up supplies to take back to their pantries. Because really when you see the food bank, you're just getting kind of a little snapshot because you're the organizers. But then there's all these various food pantries,
and they're the ones actually that work the front line.
Yeah,
so they're the ones that have face to face contact with the people that they serve.
We also did a big amount of school supply distribution this year.
That's true. You did. Talk about that, because you also have a little side area with the food bank where you have supplies and things like that.
And it went over very well too. You know, we distribute to many schools or pantries. They, in return, I guess they distribute to their clients and schools they know. We're also looking for, we're seeking partnership with the farmers. to be able to get donated produce to distribute more produce and fresh food to our recipients, which is a healthy thing, and they're so expensive, such as Michelle was saying, they can't afford to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, when you go to a grocery store, how much fresh vegetables and fruits cost. And if it wasn't so expensive, you could feed the children a lot more healthy.
Right. And as Oya said, and as we were talking earlier, you can take that $8 or that $9 for your apples or your oranges per bag. So the families, they have to decide, are they going to be able to put gas in their car today, or can they buy their children the apples or their oranges? So, and I don't think anyone should have to decide on either
that
gas
choice
or an apple or an
orange. It's a tough choice.
And that's why the program you were talking about earlier, Michelle, the Grow for Your Neighbor program is so – and I guess that's similar, Oya, to what you've had in the past, kind of informally, where people can set up gardens and that kind of thing.
We pulled in from gardens over 8,000 pounds of produce last year. And like the farmers, if they have like the second or third items that they've been turned away from commercial buyers, they might have it. If they call us, we will be happy to pick it up, and you know, or they can drop it to us, and it will in return go to the households of children, senior citizens, or families. Anybody will love to have it and eat it. You know, everybody enjoys a fresh fruit or salad or vegetable, something like that.
Yep. FredFood.org is where you can find out more about the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. When we come back, we'll talk about a seminar coming up. We also, again, will talk about the letter carriers and kind of recap some of the things we've been talking about this morning. Michelle Krogstad, Oya Oliver here from the Food Bank. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
And now, welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
FredFood.org is the website for the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. That is our topic this morning with Oya Oliver and Michelle Krogstad. Lots of needs, lots of stuff out there that, and lots of ways to get involved that we've been talking about this morning. And again, the website is a really good place to start. And as both of them, both Michelle and Oya have said, if you want to find out more and see what goes on and ask questions, go and visit the food bank and see the whole operation. Michelle, on the May 21st, the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank holds its 8th annual agency seminar.
Yes.
Talk about that. What's involved there?
Well, the seminar is a day for all of our partner agencies to get together and network and just spend the day together. We try to find various speakers from different agencies to talk about things that may pertain to what we do or to bring maybe new and fresh ideas into what we do. But it's a great day for us to all sit together and network, because our partner agencies really don't get to talk to each other. They don't get to see each other. Mm-hmm. And they just find out what works for them and what doesn't work for them. And it's a great day.
Very educational.
Yes.
This will be, again, on May 21st at Salem Fields Community Church. And if someone wants to sign up, what's the best way to find out about that?
They should contact me, Michelle Krogstad, and they can call me, or they can go online and get my information at fredfood.org, and I can talk more about that day.
Yeah,
I guess another interesting thing is if a person is with an organization that would like to set up a pantry, this is a good way to find out.
Yes, and all the information, again, is on our website, fredfood.org, if you want to just take a look and see what the guidelines are to becoming a partner agency. And then, again, they can contact me if they have any further questions.
And that is May the 21st, and you can still sign up at this point?
Yes, you'd have until May 14th.
Okay. So Fredericksburg Area Food Bank's 8th Annual Agency Seminar, May 21st at Salem Fields Community Church. FredFood.org has the information there. Saturday, May the 9th, Oya, is the Letter Carriers Day, and that's the day if you see that you have a bag on your mailbox or they leave it behind, fill it up. Don't ignore it.
Put something in it, anyhow. And make it well worth it, your letter carrier, too.
You last year got 72,000 pounds of food, and while that's great, you'd like to see more this year.
Yes, we hope so. We hope we go over 100,000. That's the goal of the letter carriers also.
Okay.
To, you know, they set up a goal, too.
And thank your letter carrier, just because this is a lot of extra, a lot of extra work.
Hours and hours of work.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes it's kind of drags around the following week, too. Like people weren't home, they forgot, or something like that. So as letter carriers deliver the mail, they see bags, and they're still picking it up 2-3 days after the food drive.
Well, it's a lot of work for those of you at the food bank, too.
You all have
long hours at times.
Oh, yeah. All that food comes in, all got to be sorted and repacked and everything. There's a lot of work, a lot of physical.
Right. You have to make sure, we weigh by county. It's just the way that we've always done it. So we have to make sure that everything is put in its own separate area.
And we report back to the post offices, serve the areas.
Everybody, whether it's the drivers or those of you in the administration or just in the warehouse, the workers, every day you're having to keep up with things.
Right.
Oh, yes.
The staff at the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank, wonderful people. We're all one big happy family. We all work very, very hard, but it's something that we choose to do, and we don't want to do anything else. This is what we love to do. But again, we have a great staff. It's amazing. We work with an amazing bunch of people.
Work as a team.
When I come by, I'll usually see Michelle. I always see Oi, and I always see smiling Steve.
Steve Sneed, yes.
At
Steve
the desk.
He greets everybody as they walk in.
He gets so excited somebody comes in.
He does. He is a great face for the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank. And just coming over, I'll look forward to saying hi to him. Fredfood.org, again, is where you can find out more with the Fredericksburg Area Food Bank and just getting involved, the Kids on the Go Summer Feeding Program, all kinds of things. Oya Oliver, the President and CEO, Michelle Krogstad, the Agency and Programs Director. We'll talk soon. Thanks for coming in, and thanks so much for having us every day. Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Your help is unmeasurable.
That's it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.